Welcome to the What Is Your Legacy podcast. I am your host, Galen Girmay, and this is a podcast about my amazing guests' legacies. My guests are sharing some deep stories about their intended legacy. We cry, we laugh, and we have some of the most beautiful moments together. What Is Your Legacy podcast is available on any of the major podcast platforms, including Spotify, Apple, and Google. Please subscribe so you don't miss any new conversations. And if this podcast made you think about your own legacy, I'd love it if you would leave a review.
Welcome back to another incredible conversation on What Is Your Legacy podcast. Today's guest is Amy Volas, and she is the CEO and founder of Avenue Talent Partners. She's also the co-founder of Thursday Night Sales, and she was recently named one of the top voices on LinkedIn in 2020. So if you don't know who Amy is, I don't know where you've been, but you need to get to know her because she is freaking incredible. So Amy is somebody who is my mentor, and she's also become one of my good friends. So it was super easy for us to just sit down and chat, but it was also challenging because it got really emotional. And Amy was sharing some really deeply personal stories and experiences that she said she's never shared before in any other forum like this. So it's my absolute honor to have this conversation with her and to be able to bring this to all of you. So would love to know what your thoughts are about this episode afterwards. You can leave a review on Apple Podcasts, and you can also hit me up on LinkedIn and let me know what you think about the conversation. So up next is Amy Volas.
Hello, everyone. Today we have... I'm just kidding.
Well done, girl. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you. I had to kick it off with some whisper because that's how our relationship started, was me creepily whispering on TNS. So, of course, today we have the one and only Amy Volas. Welcome to this podcast where we will talk about your legacy.
Thanks, lady, for having me. I mean, that whisper is everything. Every time I hear it, it brings me such joy. I don't know why. It's not like I'm into whispering, but like there's something about that whisper that gets me every time. So thank you. I'm excited to have this conversation with you. You are someone that's very near and dear to my heart.
I love you, Amy. Yeah, the whisper is a special one. And actually, there are people in the TNS community who are still getting surprised every time I speak with my regular voice. They're like, wait, is this your voice? Like, what's going on? Why are you talking? Like, I talk all the time. It's just different hours of the day. But yeah, so I'm excited to have this conversation with you because we literally could talk for hours when we meet regularly because you're my mentor, you're my friend. I feel like you're like a big sister to me, a teacher. You are like a gift that just keeps on giving, and it's a beautiful thing. So I wanted to talk about your legacy today. Like, what is your legacy, Amy?
When you ask that question, what do you mean by that? Do you mean like, what do I want to leave behind? Where did I come from? Like, what are you talking about? I want to make sure that we talk about what that question means to you.
Yes. So it's both, but let's start with, what would you like your legacy to be when you leave this world? What do you want to be remembered for?
Yeah. That's a big question. Mm-hmm. And it's one that I ask myself a lot. I mean, you know, I'm looking over to my pile. It's like literally this thick of journals and notebooks and a new book that I just told you about. So I think in leading up to that legacy, I'm trying to do the best that I can do to leave whatever it is that I'm a part of better than when I came into it. That's really something that is important to me. And I think as it relates personally for the people that are in my life, and I think about this a lot because death is like my biggest fear in life. It's the thing that like scares me. It's the thing that I think because I can't control it, I don't know when it's going to happen. I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. That grates on my nerves. And then it literally is well, then what is all this for? Like, if everything is finite, what does this all mean? And these are all really big things that I think about. And mm-hmm. so if none of us know when our time is up, and especially for me, and that's a thing, I am very much in tune with like, what is it that I want to leave behind? And so I think for me personally and professionally, because those lines are really blurred, I think part of the reason why you and I have the relationship that we have is if you're in my life, you're in my life. Mm-hmm. There isn't like what you see is what you get in every aspect of my life, you know? So it's not like, as soon as we hang up, I'm going to be a different way to my husband. It is what it is. So for me, it's like, I want to be a good person. I want people to say, she fought for what she really believed in. She didn't relent because she fought so hard, and she made an impression, and she affected my life in a good way. Mm-hmm. And so for the people that I cross over with, I value relationships. I value people, and I value going below the surface. And I want people to remember me for that. Like, she is fiercely loyal. She would go to the ends of the earth. She'll also hold you accountable, but she made it better, and she helped me get better, and she helped this get better. That's what I want to do. Like, and that's what I try to do every day in everything, whether it's my marriage, whether it's my friendships, whether it's my business, whether it's on LinkedIn, whether it's at Thursday Night Sales, whether it's with you and mentoring you, whether it's an email that I respond to. I don't want to be like everybody else and just be like blank space. You know, there was a thing that my aunt said to me many years ago. I was dating this dude that was lame as all get out, and I have a big personality, obviously. And she was like, why are you dating him? He's like a white spot on a white wall. And I was like, you know, I never want to be a white spot on a white wall, nor do I want to be dating a white spot on a white wall. And that term has always struck me. Like, I want to be the color on the wall. I don't want to be the white spot on the white wall that you can't tell what it was. It just is there, and it bleeds into the wall.
Okay. So normally we get into this next question a little bit later, something that I haven't asked every single one, but because you mentioned your fear of death, mm-hmm. and I hope this doesn't trigger anything, right? I hope this doesn't make you uncomfortable asking this question, because the question is this: if what you said you intend your legacy to be, is it, right? That's legacy. And I can already say, like, you have checked all those boxes so far in the time that I've known you, right? Like, I truly do feel and believe that you've done all those things for me. I heard yesterday in a webinar, which I told you about, people were you weren't even there, but people were asked the question, like, who's a woman in your life who's impacted you, right? And your name came up 3 times during that webinar, which I thought was beautiful. So my question is, like, if you got a notification, a call from your doctor tomorrow telling you that you have 3 days left on this earth, and now knowing that you fear death, how would you feel and think about your legacy now, knowing that information? Would you feel as if, yes, I accomplished what I just said I wanted to my legacy to be, what would those feelings be for you?
I think I'd have great sadness, because I feel like truly in the last 5 years since I started my company, and my company is much more than a company. It's like really personal to me. And the people that are involved in it are very personal to me. My clients, I care deeply about. The candidates that trust us with their lives, I care deeply about. But that's only been 5 years that I've had Avenue Talent Partners. Mm. And I would be really bummed out and very sad, and probably really pissed, because I feel like the last 5 years, all of the things that culminated to that point of taking the leap off the ledge to do this, I feel like I'm exactly where I should be. And I feel like I've just gotten started. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like I've just scratched the tip of the surface. I mean, you know, I'm writing a book. Like, that's a big way for me to leave part of what we're talking about. And before I started my company, I used to keep everything so very close to the vest. Mm. And for whatever reason, I didn't use my voice in the way that I'm using it now. And the minute that I started using it, it unleashed something inside of me. And so I think if I was told I had 3 days to live, I would be devastated. I feel like, I mean, like with my husband, we've been together. I've known him for 16 years. We've been married 15 years. And I feel like I've only known him 3 seconds. And anytime I think about that question, it brings me great sadness because we've only just begun. Like, I don't want to, like, that bums me out.
Yeah.
I don't ever want it to stop, you know? And it's like, and I think for this, I think I would be like, it's very hard for me to hear, the fact that I am doing what I want to do, which is a really strange oxymoron in that statement, right? Like, it's like, what? Like, you were so thoughtful I would have never known, by the way. You were really thoughtful. You texted me and it touches me deeply. And it's very hard for me to take a compliment and to hear nice things about myself. I can certainly do that with everybody else, but for me, it's really weird. And it like literally touches me, but it's still hard for me to believe that for whatever reason, for whatever that reason is. And so I think it would be a multitude of emotions with that, because part of it is I feel like I've only just begun and I've only just really hit my stride. Mm-hmm. And I want to do more of that, because the feedback that you give me, that others give me, when I see there's a piece of advice and somebody comes back to me, and literally this gentleman on LinkedIn who's been coming to Thursday night sales, and he said, you answered my question and you said something that really triggered me. And it made a difference, because I was trying to change industries. I was trying to go from hardware to software, and I couldn't get off of the starting block. Like, nobody would talk to me for 8 months. I didn't get anywhere in my search. And the advice that you gave me, I'm now starting my new job. Like, I don't know if you can, like, there's chills. Like, that will, like, that will, so, like, I want to do more of that, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I've learned a thing or two through all of my experience, and I've learned a lot of what works, and I've learned a lot of what doesn't work, and I continue to learn. And as I'm learning, like, literally before this, I was like, I need to read this book. You need to read this book. Like, the quest is always there. And I feel like we're put on this earth to learn lessons, and to learn lessons with different people, and to truly try to get better together. And, you know, that's like a hashtag I use all the time. It's a mantra I live by. I do want to get better together. And if I only had 3 days left, it would bum me the F out. Like, seriously bum me out, because I feel like I've only just begun, and I want to do more. And that work is important and it means something to me. So long, 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 long story short to a very short question, but there you go.
Yeah. And, you know, we think about legacy, and some people I've talked to, they have a family and they say, well, I want to leave a legacy for my kids for generations to come. Right. And you don't have kids. So what legacy is it? The business that you want to leave behind as a legacy, or is it the impact on other people, like people like me in the community or family members, et cetera, that you want to leave a legacy on? Or what is that? What are your thoughts around that? Or what are you thinking when you think about legacy for generations?
I don't have kids, right? And so I feel like this business is like my child that I've birthed. Truly, like, this is my second business. Mm-hmm. This business, though, is the only business that I've done truly on my own. I'm bootstrapped. It's mine. I did it. Now, I haven't done it alone. I have amazing people that I couldn't do it without. But, like, this was an idea that I took and I ran with, and I made it a reality. And that mm-hmm. means something to me. But it's not just about business. Like, I think about my nieces, and they know they'll get their, it's like, I would venture to guess, and I never like to assume, but I'd venture to guess, if you were to have a conversation about me, Galen, with somebody else, you'd probably say the same thing. Just given the feedback that you've shared with me, they don't always like hearing what I have to say, mm-hmm. but they want to hear it because they know I will give it to them straight up, and I will be there to help them. And a lot of the time, what I'm sharing with them does help them, right? So I'm one of those people, like, it's not always easy with me. I'm super direct. Mm-hmm. I like to rip off the Band-Aid and, like, have a real, real below the surface discussion, and not everybody is equipped for that. But I think for those that have been in my life personally, professionally, through my family, that it meant something. Mm-hmm. That like, if I died tomorrow and people were to come to my funeral, that there would be something that somebody would say that I did in their life that helped them and that brought some joy and helped them get better. That's what I wanted. Like, that's my thing. And I think that then those lessons, like, it's sort of like paying it forward, right? So if I've helped you get better, or if I've done something and that works, can you take that and parlay that forward? And the answer is usually yes. Like, if you've got good advice and if it's helping you, or if you've done something or you've learned something or you've taken a page out of somebody else's book, you're going to talk about it because it helped you. That's what I'm talking about. That, like, and that's one of the reasons it was funny when I signed with my publisher. They asked me this, like, why do you want to do this? And I said, because I want to leave something behind that matters.
Yeah. So there you go. You have, I think we started this conversation with you saying, I'm not sure, or you didn't have a clear direction or answer to what the legacy is. But really, now that we're talking about it, you already explained all of that in other conversations. And I think now, as we're talking about it out loud and trying to put pieces together, it all makes sense. And you're doing everything you're setting out to do. And I think the thing about legacy is that it's something that you won't even be on earth to know if you accomplished whatever you set out your legacy to be. But you're hoping that by every day you're giving, you're doing the right things, you're doing what's right to you for other people, you are little by little leaving your legacy without knowing if that's going to stick or not in the future, right? Like, we don't know if 10, 20 years after you pass away, the people are going to remember who you are. And does that really matter to you when you think about your legacy today? All the things that you're doing, does it matter by 20, 30, 50 years whether people remember you or not?
I mean, I think I'd have to be like Oprah for people to remember me like that. And I don't think that that's my reality, and I'm cool with that. But I think it's like, I think it's the lessons learned. Like, it would be a shame if all of a sudden I was just like vapor and I never existed. That would bum me out a little bit. Maybe that is part of why I want to write a book with some of my best lessons that I've learned, so that it does stick around, even if a half of a person has that book. Like, there's just something about getting it down. Like, I'm a big journal person. Like, there's something about getting it down on paper that makes it real. I it's funny, as we're talking about, there's more to it than that, though. Like, I look around and I feel like there's so many little broken bits and pieces. And it's one of the reasons why I started my company. And it's one of the reasons why I am who I am in my personal life too. Like, this is what you see is what you get with me, like I said before. But I want to show people that quality will always win over quantity. I want to show people that you can do good business with integrity, and you can do it and still be wildly successful and make a lot of money without being a dirtbag. You know, I want to show people that regardless of technology in the digital age that we're living in, people still matter. Relationships still matter. That still matters. And so I think for me, knowing the feedback that you shared yesterday of, I get brought up three times, I have no idea, I didn't even know that that was even happening. That's highly, highly rewarding to me and deeply touching.
Yeah. And I mean, good thing that it's recorded, because I can send you the recording right after and you can get to watch it and get really uncomfortable.
What? I'm like, I can't. But yeah, no, I don't know if I'm being, I usually try to be really articulate, but like, this is a deep, I've never had this conversation on a podcast ever. So this is like a little uncomfortable for me. But it's true.
Yeah. Makes sense. And this is why I started it, because I wanted to have different type of conversations and things that are not surface level, that you're going deep on and people get to know more of you, because there are so many people out there who have this curiosity, even though they do have direct access to you every single Thursday, they still have questions. And I'm sure they still have the same tactical questions that they want answers to. And we talked about this before, how people go about communicating and all that stuff. But this leads me to another topic of being intentional, right? I see you as a person who's extremely intentional with what you do. Because you and I have had those conversations too, when you just talked about your values, integrity, and we share a lot of similar values. And I think this is why we really vibe from the beginning, was that we recognize each other in a lot of areas. And also like me trying to strive to become a better person and seeing good examples in my life and you being one of those examples. But intentionality is a big one that I see in you, right? And so thinking about your legacy, thinking ahead and having those conversations, interested to know, with your husband, have you two had those conversations about your legacy? Is that a topic that's come up at any point recently or way back when, since you've been together now for 16 years?
Yeah, we talk about it a lot. He is very different than I am. He's like, when you die, that's it. And I'm like, what? That's like,
this is so, it.
Yeah. So we talk about it that way, where I'm like, that's super lame. He's like, I don't care like where you put me or what you do. Like, I'm done. And it doesn't really matter to me. It apparently matters to everybody else. And I'm such a different mindset. I'm like, what? So we do talk about it. Mm-hmm. He is very pragmatic. And he feels like when your time is up, it's up. And I feel like it doesn't have to be that way. So yes, we do talk about it.
Mm. Are there other people in your life that you're having these conversations with?
Oh yeah. I mean, like, if you know me.
Not like the death part, but more so the intentionality behind leaving a legacy and working towards that.
I mean, it's not, I don't, when I'm talking to people, usually it's not a lot about me. I find that I talk a lot about the other person. Like, mm-hmm. I want to hear what's going on with them. I will give advice. I will do whatever. I don't. And it's probably like something that, it is something that I work on, where, because I am so strong, I think that people feel like if I need something, that I'll ask for it, mm-hmm. versus being like, let me figure Amy out, right? And so the majority of the time that I'm dealing with people, it's more me understanding, mm-hmm. or seeking to understand. That doesn't mean I have bad people in my life. It just means like, I'll deflect it. Like, people are like, how are you? I'm like, great. So let's back to you. Mm-hmm. I do that all the time.
Yes, you do.
So because of that, unless... So unless you're my therapist or my Reiki master, which I have both, I really don't talk about that with a lot of people. Because it feels douchey to me to be like, let me tell you about the legacy I want to leave behind. Like, I think it's just like, in my mind, it's like, just shut up and do it. Mm-hmm. Like, stop talking about it and just do what you want to do. Right. Like, so many people talk about all these big things that they want to do and they don't do it.
But well, you do it. But my point is, like, why not use that as a reflection with somebody else, right? It doesn't have to be a douchey thing. It doesn't have to be you being like, oh, check me out, I'm so great, and here's everything I'm intending to do. Like, yes, we know, and you are doing it every single day, but what's the harm in reflecting on it with other people and letting them in to your mind? Because this is interesting what you're trying to do. And I think it's also inspirational being able to talk to you about these topics.
Because for whatever the reason is, Galen, I feel like it's a self-serving, douchey thing to talk about. For me, like, that's my thing. Like, I have a really big thing about, for who I try to be, like who I am, I think about all the things that I don't like and I try to model against that. Like, for all the good that I want to be, I have role models. For all of the things that I don't want to be, I have role models for that too. And the one thing that I don't love is, and it, I mean, you've met people like this, I'm sure I've met people like this, where it's like, enough about you, back to me already. And wait, let's talk about me. And back to me. I can't do that so well. But inside of those deep conversations, and I have them all the time with people, I don't think about it through the moment of, I don't translate the moment now to the legacy later. I just think about the moment now and being present in the conversation now. So that's another reason why it probably doesn't come up, is I'm not thinking about it that way. And those kinds of conversations tend to not come up because I think people know I am really weird about death. It freaks me out. Like, I don't like it. I don't like to talk about it. If my husband were around, I'd literally bring him in on the podcast and he'd be like, yeah, she's right. I don't know, maybe a year ago, I woke up in the middle of the night and I was crying, and I'm not a big crier. Mm-hmm. And my husband's like, what is the deal with you? And I'm like, I don't want you to die, and I don't want to die either, 'cause I love you so much. Like, I can't not have you in my life. He's like, okay, what? Like, because that it brings me sadness. Like, it really, it's going to happen, mm-hmm. but it bums me out. That I probably stay away from that legacy talk.
This is fascinating to me. I am the opposite of this. The last time when I saw my fiance in Boston, right before he was dropping me off at the airport, we had dinner, right? Close to the airport. We had dinner, and I have these moments frequently, especially when I'm with him, where I'm like completely in the moment. And I literally think to myself, what if this is the last moment we have together? What if he dies? What if it's the last time I see him? And I literally sit there, and it's awkward because I just look at him, and then he gets super uncomfortable. He's like, why are you staring at me? What's going on? I'm like, oh, nothing. I'm just thinking. He's like, what exactly are you thinking about? I'm like, oh, just thinking, like, what if this is the last moment we have? What if the last time I see you? He's like, you are weird. Like, why? Why are you thinking about this right now? I'm like, I don't know, because this is real. Like, this could be the last. I don't know. So I'm just taking in the moment and paying attention to all the details. And he's like, okay. And I think about that frequently. Same thing with my family members. Like, I just value the moments we have, thinking this literally could be the last one I have with this person or these individuals. And I embrace it instead of being like, oh my God, this shit, what if this is the last time? Like, freaking out. But equally, I've had moments like you as well, where I've freaked out, started crying and being like, I don't want you to leave. He's like, I'm not going anywhere. I'm like, but you might.
Well, and you will. It's not
and might, you will, right.
That it will happen. And it's interesting to me, like, you've been on Thursday Night Sales, and I've talked about my grandparents from time to time, and they have had an indelible impression on my life in all the very best ways. I was with my gram when she passed away. Mm-hmm. And as she was going through that process, like, I'll never forget, I woke up, she was in the hospital, and I stayed there, and the rest of my family, they had left, but I had this weird feeling. Like, I was just like, I didn't want to go. And the whole nursing staff was like, she's fine. Like, nothing's going to happen tonight. Well, I fell asleep in the chair next to the bed holding her hand. And it was like 4 something in the morning. It was hotter than like it was so hot. I was like, why is it so hot? I literally like took off my sweater because it was in December. I took off my sweater and I put on like one of those hospital gowns. It's like, it's so hot. And in that moment, my gram started the dying process, as they say. And as much as that, so it's interesting that we're talking about this, because as much as I don't want to go or to have anybody that I love or care about go, it was also in that moment, it was one of the most beautiful things that I will cherish for the rest of the time that I'm here, because I literally like jumped on the bed. Sounds so weird, but like I was looking at my gram, like we were making eye contact.
As she was passing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. But that, and she went, and it was her time, and I was okay with that. And not okay with her going, right? Like it, right. Literally, like I don't want her to go. But I was okay with that it was her time here on, like, she needed to go. She was ready to go. And I miss her and I was sad, but in that sad, sad moment, there was beauty. And I was like, you want to talk about a legacy? She and my grandfather live on in me every day. I talk about them all the time. I think about them all the time. So, you know, maybe there's a little bit of that, that I hope happens. And not just when I'm gone, but I hope it happens now so I can see some, like, it's really cool to see things that I'm a part of help people get better. Like that's a huge, huge thing to me. Like a huge thing to me. Like, it's amazing to have people come back and say, I used your scorecard. Thank you for beating me over the head with it. It helped me. Or, you know what? You said this on Thursday night sales and I tried it and it worked. Thank you. It helped me. That is such a thing. Like that is such a, like it's helping. Like my screw ups, my lessons, my good things are helping other people. Like that's amazing. Truly.
Yeah. That's the legacy right there, Amy. That's it. Like all these things that you're doing. And do you think a part of your memories with your grandparents is the kind of feelings that you want other people to have about you when you leave this earth? Is it the feelings?
I hope I'd never be like them. Like they were so damn special. Like I hope that I could be even 10% of what they were. Mm-hmm. Like they literally were people that made you feel loved and special, like you were the only one, and they could do that with a million people. And every one of those million people would feel that way. They like had a really special, they give you the shirt off their back. And then my grandfather was like a baller business person, like was incredible. And he could be, from what I've heard, he could be a piranha if he had to be, you know? So it's like, just interesting, like the whole thing. And I wish, Scott brought up on Thursday Night Sales last week, if you could have an hour conversation with anybody, who would that be? I was like, I'd absolutely bring my grandfather back and we'd absolutely be talking about business right now. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to know like how he did this and what he did, you know? And so it's just, I have traits, but they're like the mecca of like who I'd ever aspire to be. I don't think I'll ever be as amazing as they ever were.
So when did they pass away? Like who passed away first and how many years ago was that?
My grandfather passed away on tomorrow, October 29th in 2000. Mm. And my grandma was never the same. Like literally they had been married for 54 years. She had a pillow on her bedside that was like, my beauty sleeps here. And he had a pillow on his side that says, my prince sleeps here. And like, that's who they were. Mm. And she never smiled after that. My grandma was like with the kind of person that could light up a room and would make you feel so special. And she was just like this amazing force of energy that was like everything that was beautiful and good in the world. And she never smiled after that. And like, that broke me to see that. Like, that was just so sad. Mm. She had, a very rare lung disease. My grandfather had the same thing that John McCain had, a glioblastoma. It's a brain cancer and it's a gnarly brain cancer. And it doesn't, his doctor was like, you have 9 months. And he literally died within 9 months. And then my gram passed away. So that was October 29th of 2000. And then 2001, my grandmother passed away December 26th. Mm.
I mean, I understand your special bond to your grandparents, and I wonder, trying to make the connection, but I'm not sure if it's there, but have you had family members saying that they see any similarities between yourself and your grandmother? In your personalities or the way that she was, that you're similar to that in some sort of ways?
There aren't a lot of people around me that knew them.
Mm. But do you see it though?
My grandfather for sure, with like work ethic, my gram. Yeah. It just hard to do that. 'Cause like they're the mecca. Like, and I don't, I probably have that worthiness issue stuff where it's like, I'm not as good as like, that feels douchey because they were like everything that's good. And I'm a good person and I'm proud of the things that I've done, but I still have work to do, you know? And so like, I feel like, yes, I can see things for sure. But I always look at them as like goals, you know, like they're on like a major pedestal.
Right. And I wonder, here's the connection piece is I wonder if all of those feelings that you're having of like, oh, I'm not there yet. Right. I have this that I look up to, if that's connected with some of those fears around death, because you just said that your grandmother was never the same after your grandfather passed away. So I wonder if your feelings around when you wake up in the middle of the night crying and your husband's like, what's going on? Is you feeling like, well, if you die, then I'm never going to be the same. Just like I saw my grandmother, she was never the same.
Oh, I mean, I've said to my husband, I was like, if you go, like, I hope I go first. I mean, I hope nobody goes. I hope you don't go, Yalom. I hope I don't go. I hope he doesn't. Like, I hope nobody goes.
Right.
But then the reality comes in and I'm not like a petulant child and people go, I'm going to go. Mm-hmm. When we talk about it, I would be a very, very broken person for a very, very, so my husband's like, he is, so fun fact, we got engaged after 3 weeks and here we are 16 years later of knowing each other and being together. And he is, I feel like he was put on this earth to be my person. Like he truly is my person. He is like everything to me, truly. And we're a little different because we don't have kids. And so like, we don't have the same responsibilities that so many of my friends do that have kids where it's like they're parenting and dealing with that. Like we're dealing with each other and that's it, like for a long time. And, I don't know, nor do I ever like knock on every ounce of like everything. Do I want to know what it looks like that I can't just like, be like, hey babe, what do you think about this? Mm-hmm. Like that would really bum me out. Now, he and I have talked about this. If we were young, like if like all of a sudden something happened to me or to him in 5 years time, let's say, it would really, really suck, but we both would want each other to be happy and to find love. Cause love is a powerful thing.
Yeah.
And everybody deserves it. And everybody should have it.
Agree. Amen to that. Well, we are coming up on time. So I just wanted to ask the last question of, is there anything else that you would like people to know about your legacy?
No, you just like therapize me. It's my job to therapize you, Galen, not the other way around. No. I think you dug in quite deep. I'm actually a little nervous because it's like, we just talked about some really deep stuff. Mm-hmm. And stuff that I don't talk about with people. And this is going to be a podcast. So I think we're going to leave it there. I think we'll leave it right where that was.
All right. We'll leave it there. Of course, I will have like follow-up stuff offline with you. But thank you for the opportunity to talk with you about your legacy and for you to be vulnerable and open to share so many things about yourself with me and with everybody else who will check out this episode. So just thank you, Amy. You truly are the best. Mm-hmm.
I think out of any, thank you for having me. And I don't know what this might mean or not mean to anybody. It feels really weird to talk about this because I'm not sure what lessons there are there for people. But I will say, Galen, I probably would never have this conversation with anybody else out loud on a podcast. So that speaks to your specialness. So thank you for having me. I adore you. And
thank you.
Girl, now I'm going to have to go see my Reiki person.
Sorry in advance, but not really because this was great. All right, lady. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode with Amy Volas. I wanted to let you know that I am releasing new episodes every single Tuesday. And the next one coming up is a conversation with David Wise from Outreach. David and I met a couple of months ago when we both played the sales game together. And that's when I told him also about this idea that I have before pitching it on the Shark Tank moment. So the conversation with David is really fascinating, and we talk about a lot of different things in terms of his past, his present, and what he's trying to achieve in the future and what he wants to leave behind as a part of his legacy. So looking forward to have you come back next Tuesday to hear David Weiss' story and what his legacy is.